WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two debut books written by women who found themselves in singular situations have caught the attention of our book critic, Maureen Corrigan. Maureen says these books, one a memoir, one a novel, are what would be commonly termed small stories, but the respective talents of these new writers are anything but small.
Fall is the season when the publishing industry rolls out its big books, guaranteed attention getters written by the likes of Rushdie, Doctorow, and Didion. It's also a time when books by lesser-known writers can get ignored. So in the spirit of sticking up for the little guy, I've decided to look at two debut books, which in a better world would garner more of their own deserved share of publishing buzz. Kim Ponders was one of the first American female aviators to fly in a war zone. She served in active duty during the first Gulf War and still serves as an officer in the Air Force Reserves. Her debut novel, The Art of Uncontrolled Flight, probably won't win her a lot of slaps on the back at the officers' club, but I suspect that Ponders has learned to survive in the military without a lot of positive reinforcement. The Art of Uncontrolled Flight draws on Ponders' experience in combat, but it's much more than just a fictional exposé of sexism in the military or insider revelations about where, for instance, service women conceal Tampax on their uniforms. Her novel is also a herky-jerky contemporary war story that jumps about in narrative perspective and time, depicting servicemen and women hopping like mercenaries from the Gulf to Turkey to Kosovo to Somalia, eyes focused on the targets on their radar screens, yet hard-pressed to answer the big questions of why they're bombing what they're bombing. Ponder's heroine, Air Force Captain Annie Shaw, grows up entranced by her father's stories about his own adventures as an Air Force pilot and follows in his footsteps. But once in the service, she finds herself in a netherworld where all, including her commitment to the battle at hand, is gray. Outside of the war zone, she's even more disoriented. Here's Annie's description of being in limbo at the dinner parties she throws with her husband, Dexter, a civilian oil speculator. When we tried to mix his associates with my squadron buddies, it was the wives who did us in. The wives of the associates looked down on the wives of the flyers, and the wives of the flyers resented me for being a flyer myself. I didn't like any of them. The associates who were always pudgy and bragged about their whiskey and cast glances at my body, and their wives who laughed at everything they said, and the wives of my buddies who talked incessantly of children, and even my buddies who acted like some decent censored imitation of themselves. Ponder's jagged novel celebrates her love of flying and the thrill of accomplishment in the military, but in the end, she implies her heroine's struggle to qualify to fly in combat renders her permanently out of place anywhere else but in the air. The Summer of Ordinary Ways, a tough, chilling memoir by first-time author Nicole Lee Helgett, is also guilty of falling out of formation, in the sense that it betrays communal secrets and exposes some nastier truths lurking underneath uplifting myths about farm life, autonomy, and our much-cherished right to privacy. Helgett was one of six sisters raised on an isolated Minnesota farm in the 1980s. Little House on the Prairie, this was not. Helgett's father was an erratic man, an alcoholic who, when he got worked up, was capable of pitchforking a cow to death and throwing a frying pan filled with sizzling bacon grease at Helgett's sassy mother. I kept thinking of Marx's famous denunciation of the idiocy of rural life all the time I was reading The Summer of Ordinary Ways, and yet that denunciation seems almost too merry for the American Gothic world Helgett recreates. Here's a typically brutal passage where Helgett contemplates some mysteries of farm life. Cruelty is close to curiosity. What happens when you zip kittens into a duffel bag and leave them bake on the deck in August? How does it feel to stretch the neck of a chicken and slice head from body while the orange legs claw at the air? If you throw a cat from the hayloft, will it land on its feet? How far can you poke a stick up the nose of a stillborn calf? You will learn, so many things will be at your mercy. We readers of The Summer of Ordinary Ways also find ourselves at Helgit's mercy. In a style both blunt and lyrical, she shoves our faces deep into messes polite folks prefer to keep private.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and is the author of the new memoir, Leave Me Alone, I'm Reading. She reviewed The Art of Uncontrolled Flight by Kim Ponders and The Summer of Ordinary Ways by Nicole Helgit.